This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. In just over 100 days, millions of Americans can sign up for health insurance through President Obama's health care law. But even after it takes effect, some 30 million people won't get covered. From the health desk at WHYY in Philly, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains.
So here's who won't be covered.
The majority are white. 80% are citizens. The majority are employed.
That's Dr. Steffi Woolhandler, who co-authored a recent report about the uninsured under Obamacare. Woolhandler says most of the 30 million people would get federal money to help pay for insurance. But she says with salaries averaging $22,000 a year, for most of them, that won't be enough.
Even if you're subsidized, you still have to pay thousands of dollars out of pocket, and lots of low and middle income people won't be able to do that.
Woolhandler says many of these people work in industries that don't offer insurance – agriculture, forestry, the service sector. She says between premiums, copays, and deductibles, health costs will easily run into the thousands.
That would be hard.
Russ, a New York-based musician, says he already has trouble paying his medical bills. Russ has a bad heart. He says because he only brings in $30,000 a year, some months he skips his blood thinners. Other months, it's the cholesterol pills.
When you have very few alternatives, you tend to take the one that you have to take, the best of a lousy bunch.
For people like Russ, less insurance means less care. According to the Urban Institute, the uninsured get about half the care they would get if they had insurance. So what does that mean for the rest of us?
Strictly economically, having 10% that are uninsured means that health care spending will be lower.
That's economist Paul Ginsberg, who runs the Center for Studying Health System Change. Most economists agree lower health care costs is good for the nation's economy. But
we usually want to save money through delivering care more efficiently, not by having people who need care go without.
Ginsberg says while 30 million uninsured people will save money, there will be costs. Sicker patients. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.